This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think I played this audio yesterday from Tom Homan. There was a leadership shakeup at ICE.
Look, personnel changes happens a lot. These are changes being, I'm not sure they've actually been in place, and I'm not sure how many this is affecting. But Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem has total authority over ICE and who serves in what positions.
Chris Klemm is with us, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief, also put in a 100-day commitment earlier this year as a special advisor to RFK Jr. at HHS. He's always one of our favorite guests. Chris, welcome back. How are you this evening?
Mark, doing great. I'm actually, I've got a jacket on. I'm in Iowa City, Iowa, doing some speaking about bringing the border to the people, like, to keep everybody informed. So I'm glad to be able to connect with you and talk about what's happening.
You're not too far away from us, just a couple hundred miles to the north. So that's nice to have you here in the Midwest. On the leadership changes in particular, what would you say about that? I mean, what Tom said is, you know, you got different people in charge of departments. You're going to have some changes. Was it a situation where some people weren't on board with what the administration is trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, it could be some of that. Probably is part of that, at least initially. But for you and the audience, look, most of the positions at the top of field offices, sectors like I was in charge of, we're senior executive members, which means we get moved around all the time. It is not uncommon to move chief from chief to chief, or move around from a deputy position someplace else. Same thing applies with ICE. But you got to realize this administration is only 10 months old, and so there's a lot of people that were appointed into positions from the previous administration, career employees, but they were towed the line. And, you know, my understanding is there's people at DHS not happy with the amount of numbers or the amount of operations happening all across the country. So maybe it is about that. And but moving people around, like Tom's comment, the secretary has complete authority to do that. And again, if you're not on board with the Trump train, you're going to get run over or cast aside. That's what's happening right now. We saw that early on. I got to tell you, I witnessed it. There were people on my daily phone calls that, you know, after a week or two, they weren't moving the needle. They were gone. So, I think it's going to be probably people not playing the way they need to play.
Well, that would be expected. And then, meantime, you still have these horrific attacks that are happening to ICE agents. Here's Mr. Homan on that topic.
Protests have the right to protest. We support that. But when they cross that line and they're throwing weapons, they're throwing objects at ICE, assaulting ICE officers, or impeding their movements, preventing them from leaving a building with a detainee in their possession, that's where you've got to draw the line. I've said from day one, when you cross that line, you'll be held accountable. You'll be prosecuted.
And Chris, you basically have mayors and governors of the state right next to where you are and I am in Illinois, basically making the case to do anything they can to not listen to ICE, to not obey orders, to attack ICE. I mean, they've encouraged violence to a certain extent in some of their rhetoric. And these poor agents, and I've told you before, I'm not really crazy about the ICE agents wearing masks. I wish that didn't happen. But I also understand the risks that they're under in their families because of being in situations like this.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and you and I have discussed the mask before, but it's gotten to that point because of exactly your point. You've got leadership in at cities and at state level and even, you know, Democratic leaders across the country that are encouraging this bad behavior. Again, I agree. Protest all you want, peacefully, as the First Amendment grants you that right. But as soon as you impede, touch, spit, hurl an object, that becomes assault, and that is, you know, you're going to get a consequence. And I got to tell you, I just saw something. I haven't been able to truly verify it yet, but I think there was a stay on that judge's order out of Illinois that basically said, you know, told the chief of VA he has to report in every day and give daily updates, all that kind of stuff. They basically, the Seventh Circuit appeal said, nope, not happening.
Interesting.
So, you know, that judge was going down a slippery slope because you can rule constitutionality on a case, but to sit there and tell an agent what he or she can't do in a moment of time when the life may be on the line is dangerous. Because you're supposed to, the juries are instructed to see things from the eyes of the officer. And a judge is saying that, oh, throwing tear gas. You don't know what those agents were facing. You're only getting one side of it from the complainant. And so I'm glad that things have gotten a little levity brought to her, or some common sense brought back to it. Because Greg's doing a great job up there in difficult times.
I know you're on short time, and you mentioned this event in Iowa. So when you do this event tonight, what is your messaging? What are you telling people?
So, yeah, I part of my job now, since I've been retired, is with Americans for Prosperity. You know, we bring the border to the people. There'll be 50, 60 people that'll be at some of these events. Sometimes there's 200 or 300. But I'm telling them what happened, what is currently happening, and I address current events around the country. You know, where we were, what's important about the big, beautiful bill and codifying the law about, you know, the infrastructure and border security. And then we take some Q&As, usually an hour-long event, get to meet people. These are the grassroots folks that are going to go out there and petition and move policy and vote.
I love it.
When it counts and where it counts. So that's one of the things I do when I'm around the country.
Dude, we got to get you to St. Louis somehow. That would be fun to have you here and do an event. I know. We got to talk about that. Chris, always great to have you on. You have a great week. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.